Hello, and welcome to Local Motion, the local affairs program here at KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. For KVNF News, my name is Eric Gould. Before the harvest of voices at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts last Thursday evening, it was announced that Paonia has been named the third Space to Create community in the state of Colorado. Space to Create is a program that helps develop affordable workforce housing for the creative sector. Governor John Hickenlooper's Office of Economic Development created the program to help position Colorado as the nation's leader in the artist-led community transformation in rural creative placemaking. Space to Create is especially interested in moving into rural communities that are trying to revitalize their economies. Paonia fit the bill because it is seeking economic drivers to help offset the economic losses created when two of the three coal mines in Delta County closed and so many local miners lost their jobs. Margaret Hunt, director of Space to Create Colorado, joined KVNF News in studio and talked about why Paonia is such an attractive location for the program.
Well, first and foremost, it is a certified creative district. And we like to reward our certified creative districts for their investment and hard work. And we know that creative districts have a concentration of creative people, that they have a passion for the work, and that they are an accepted and adopted economic development strategy for the town. What's most provocative, I think, to us is working with a community that has been severely impacted by the loss of jobs in mining and the extractive industries, and coming up with a strategy that will help diversify the economy through creative sector workers. I mean, artists, creatives, I don't care if they're architects or graphic designers or working in the electronic arts like you are here, they're businesses, they're employers. And we know that when we cluster, and there's great evidence and data around this, when we cluster creative types of people together, they flourish, they source one another, they support one another, their creativity goes up. And we have seen 4-6% job growth in communities that have adopted creative industries as an economic development strategy.
Space to Create collaborated with numerous entities and agencies to make the move to Paonia. KVNF News spoke with representatives of three of those entities: the North Fork Valley Creative Coalition, the Town of Paonia, and organizer Elaine Brett, in studio to talk about Space to Create. Here is that group interview.
Hi, my name is Susie Caldas, and I'm the board chair of the North Fork Valley Creative Coalition. I've been working on the Space to Create project for a year now, since September 2016, with Lane Brett and the rest of the team.
I'm Charles Stewart. I'm the mayor of the town of Paonia. I am the voice of the town board, and my job really is to communicate between all the parties involved and the trustees.
And hi, I'm Elaine Brett. I am an involved citizen of the community, and I have had the pleasure to bring the Creative Coalition together with the town so that we could create a partnership and take advantage of this great program.
Okay, and maybe this is a question for Elaine and for Susie, but let's kind of just start at the beginning and let our listeners who don't know know what is Space to Create.
Space to Create is an initiative brought by Colorado Creative Industries under the Office of Economic Development to embark on 9 rural development projects in the state of Colorado for affordable live workspace for creative entrepreneurs. Each project is taking place in a different DOLA region, that's the Department of Local Affairs. And Paonia is currently the third town to be awarded the Space to Create project. The first town was Trinidad, the second town was Ridgeway, and now Paonia. Lane? Want to add to that?
Yeah, the initiative is a collaboration of a number of groups. As Susie mentioned, the Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade, Colorado Creative Industries, the Betcher Foundation, and an out-of-state group called ArtSpace. And ArtSpace is a nonprofit. They're also a developer of projects in many cities and towns throughout the country. When they came to collaborating with folks in Colorado, folks on the Front Range, including the governor's office, expressed that Denver didn't need the program. Denver had a lot going. The Front Range has a lot going for itself. And specifically, that Colorado in its rural areas could use help in economic development, in affordable housing, and in continuing to stimulate business from the creative industries. So it's a major project amongst a number of partners, both at a very high level as well as at our local level, where we're working together with our creative people and with the town.
Okay, and let's talk a little bit about the process. How was Paonia selected for Space to Create?
We started about a year ago, actually, when we understood the application timelines and saw that our friends in Ridgeway had been awarded the initiative. And basically, we started by talking with folks in the town, talking with Charles Stewart, the mayor, and Board of Trustees, and putting it out in front of them. When application time came around, which there was a first round of a letter of an interest in January of 2017, we submitted that with the approval of the town council. And then we were invited to continue with the application process in April and submitted a full application. We understood that it was a competitive process. There were at least two other towns in the DOLA Region 9, Northwest Region, who were also competing. And we had a site visit from CCI and the DOLA folks. Actually, we had two site visits and found out in August that Paonia had been selected for the region.
Okay, and let's go ahead and talk about the good news. We did get a press release from the Office of Governor John Hickenlooper, and Paonia was selected as the third city in Colorado to become a Space to Create location. Mayor Stewart, maybe you can talk a little bit about this. How happy were you and the board, how happy were they when the notification came out?
Well, it's obviously a very positive thing. I have been here for a long time. I have witnessed the closure of two mines. I have seen a recession that has lasted a decade, that's lasted here a lot longer than on the eastern slope, and it's been difficult, and we still face economic challenges. I know our budget's going to be extremely tight this coming year, and so it's a situation when someone says, gee, we have money, and we have expertise, and we can help you develop a significant part of your economy, that is a very positive thing.
And Susie, maybe you could talk a little bit about that too. I know you represent the Creative Coalition and many of the artists in town and in the North Fork Valley. How excited were you when you heard the news?
Well, I jumped up and down in a room filled with politicians and high-level executives, and everyone got a good chuckle out of that. Paonia really is this gem of a town that is finding opportunities where possibly it may be easier for other towns to come up with the resources financially, but we have so much heart here that we just keep striving and pushing and putting our hat in the ring, and we find ourselves coming up winners.
Do you envision Space to Create becoming a significant economic driver in town?
Oh, it may very well become a significant economic driver. I have been, will continue to be very supportive of the West Elk coal mine, but we do need to have a diversified economy, and this is one part, and it could very well turn out to be a very significant part. So we're going to have to see where this leads us, but again, what we have is some expertise and financial backing, and that is a big help for us.
And Susie, maybe you can talk a little bit about the economics of art. Obviously, there's the stereotype of the starving artist. Do you think that Or how do you think that this program will help artists, particularly economically? How much of a benefit is it to have affordable housing for artists?
Well, I see this program as a bridge between the starving artist and the succeeding artist. So where artists have been seen as outcasts or delinquents or sort of counterculture to a productive society, we're now moving in a direction of valuing the contribution that artists make to society. And we're seeing big numbers financially in terms of economic development, especially I think we're in the $15 billion in Colorado, and I'm not sure the numbers across the nation, but when you start to think of just your daily life and the things you use, whether it's an automobile and maybe an artist designed that, or say you're wearing your Nike sneakers and an artist probably designed that, we have to start thinking of artists not so much as the Van Gogh who cut off his ear, but more of the productive person that is like you and me and that just wants to contribute to society, to live their dream, hone their skills and their crafts. And so I do see it, the artists are already impacting our economy, not even to mention what's going on with the internet and web design and all of those things. So rather than artists having to work three jobs to make it work, and then, you know, their music or their poetry or their painting is just a side hobby that is actually their love and their passion, but they, because their rent is so high and their monthly expenses are just weighing on them, they don't have opportunities to really dive into their art form. We see Space to Create as giving an opportunity to say, hey, we're gonna take the load off of you a little bit so that you can really hone your craft and whatever that may be.
I'd just like to add, an interesting thing happened in around 2012 when the state of Colorado recognized the importance of creatives in the economy of the state. And they actually redefined things. They redefined artist and started using the term creative industries. Mm-hmm. And in this program, as well as in other programs with the state, creative industries is very, very broad. And it includes things that you might not think of when you're thinking artist. It would include architects, film technicians, industrial designers, fashion designers, fashion manufacturing, a whole array of things that are a very broad definition of creative industries. And I think what this does, and as a business consultant myself, I know that a starting business needs a good 3 years to get going. And if you can't make it, if you can't afford to live, if you can't afford to eat, if you put everything from what you make into your business, you're not going to survive. And many, many small businesses do not survive. I see this as an opportunity for small businesses to get a leg up and to have a little more potential of surviving as a small business. We have people creating amazing food products in this town. We have fashion designers in this town. And every small business I've ever worked with, if they only can make it through those first 3 years, they have a really good chance of being a successful business. And as a community, I think we can help to stimulate that. And but I'd really like to emphasize the broad nature of creative industries and what it means.
Okay, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about funding. I know there was a real generous grant from the Betcher Foundation that is going to help start things out here in terms of funding the project. If you could, maybe Elaine, you're the best one to talk about that, or Charles, maybe. How are those funds going to be used, and do you intend to hopefully get those funds matched? And I read in that the Trinidad Project envisions a $14 million investment. Does Paonia have an idea of how much their total investment is going to be?
getting a part of this project opens a lot of doors, and it gets us plugged into some of those resources. One of the driving agencies is the Department of Local Affairs, DOLA. And DOLA's function is to help small towns in Colorado with various things from infrastructure to economic development to a lot of different opportunities. And they are a key partner in this, and we'll be working with the town. We will receive matching funds from DOLA for the evaluation part of this process over the next year, and down the line in terms of infrastructure, building, properties, whatever it might be that DOLA covers, they'll be working with the town on that. In addition to that, the Betcher Foundation, which is an amazing philanthropic foundation in Colorado, is committed to this project, and they have committed $250,000 for each of the towns that are accepted into the program. And my understanding from talking with their representative is that they don't define it black and white. We will be working with ArtSpace and Colorado Creative Industries and the folks on the ground here to define how that money will get used. And if we need it to build our capacity, if we need it for assessment and evaluation, we will determine that together in partnership with the three entities, ArtSpace, CCI, and the town.
Well, the question is twofold. I mean, there's investment that will be coming from outside, and ultimately what that will be, we'll have to see. I think one thing the folks need to realize is that this is a long-term endeavor. And we may be talking about this 3 years from now is my understanding. So there are a lot of question marks that are going to be answered as we go. So one thing that everyone's going to have to be prepared for is there won't be all the answers that everybody perhaps wants at this particular point in time. What a project would look like, really at this point, we don't know. We don't know. So people are going to have to continue to stay informed, continue to contribute where they can, and we'll move forward. As far as the town is concerned, I think people are aware that the town has limited resources. We're going to have a very tight budget for 2018. That's been clear throughout this entire process. But it's also a situation, too, where we've made clear that we would look for sources of funding wherever possible. And at our last meeting, we went ahead and the board approved to open an account or at least set up a separate account, separate fund, to be able to receive donations from the community that specifically would go to Space to Create. So ultimately, what the town will be contributing is something that we will have to see, because we do have sources of funding outside of just the town's money. And we will have to see how it unfolds.
Okay, and moving forward, what is next in the process? What happens now? And if there are local residents who want to become part of the project, how do they get involved?
So the next part of the process, ArtSpace, we will be contracting with ArtSpace to run a feasibility and market survey with us over the next year and a half. And what that looks like is some smaller focus groups that ArtSpace will facilitate, and then some market survey that will go out to a broader community locally and in just regional to see what the need might be for affordable live workspace. Each of these projects is really community driven, and that's what makes it successful. ArtSpace has done over 40 of these live workspace all over the nation, and they have a lot of experience behind them. So we're really excited for them to come on board. We also have an executive committee that is made up of myself, Elaine Brett, Trustee Pennell, Ken Knight, our town administrator, and Mary Bochran, town planning and treasurer of the Blue Sage Center for the Arts. So with that executive committee, and then hopefully a larger steering committee, and the support of all the trustees, we'll start to sort of go through this process of feasibility and market survey.
You asked how people can get involved. We do have an email, s2@townofpaonia.com.
We have a Gmail account that was set up, s2cpaonia@gmail.com. And then in about a week or two, we will have a Space to Create webpage on the Creative Coalition's website, which is northforkcreative.org.
As we ramp up and go into the focus groups, we will be asking people to get involved by coming to the focus groups meetings, participating in the surveys, and being a part of the planning for this and offering their wishes and their opinions on what the town of Paonia needs most. And I would say watch for that sometime early this fall.
During the town council meetings in which Space to Create was discussed with the Board of Trustees, there were some differences of opinion and opposition to the program that came up from some trustees and some members of the public. Trustee and Mayor Pro Tem David Bradford joined KVNF News in studio to offer his thoughts. First, he was asked if he thinks Space to Create will be an economic driver for Paonia.
I'm not sure. I've tried to do a lot of research on this. I spoke with the folks over in Trinidad, which was the first community that was selected for this program. And it's interesting to me that their situation is quite a bit different. They have they had buildings downtown that had been empty for 30 years. They had whole blocks that were empty. And so almost anything that they could do to get something back in there seems to make a lot of sense. When I spoke to the gal that was basically overseeing the program, she told me that they were $15 million into this project, and they didn't have anybody in the building yet. In fact, she said they had not broken ground. So it's unknown what type of economic driver it is. You know, on a philosophical basis, it does seem to make sense that anything you can do to bring in some kind of activity makes a lot of sense. And that's why I voted initially yay to proceed with this. But I always had concerns about the project. And I thought, well, let's start into it, see how it goes. And then if depending on where it went, raise my concerns and see if we can get those dealt with.
Okay, and then I know there's been a lot of discussion on the council as well about the nature of the housing itself. And it's housing for artists. The definition of what an artist is kind of apparently changes a lot. But your opinion, as you stated it at the council before, is that you think it's discriminatory. I just wondered if you might talk a little bit about that.
Well, I'd be glad to. I have a constitutional perspective on public funds, essentially. My whole life I have dealt with certain types of public practices that were discriminatory in nature. And when you have a public program that selects one group in favor over everyone else, that seems discriminatory to me. And basically my basis for that, for my concerns, is the 14th Amendment, which basically, I should have double-checked before I came in here, an exact wording of that, but basically it says the law needs to be applied equally to all people. And so that's essentially it. And so what is an artist? Who qualifies? And I know that there's been some more discussion on it, but that's the basis of it, is that you're favoring one group of people over another, and that just seems wrong to me.
Caldas, Brett, and Mayor Stewart were asked what they thought about Bradford's objection that Space to Create might be discriminatory.
I'd also like to say that I think this goes back to the reputation of artists being disruptors or starving artists or takers. And what we're doing now is we're telling a different story. And a big piece of this is educating the community on the idea and the fact that artists are not bad people. And I've said this, and I don't even know if I should say this on here. And if I do, if you think it's wrong, then don't publish it. But if we were doing an affordable housing project for veterans or for mentally disabled people or physically handicapped people, I don't think we'd get the pushback. And because we're doing this for artists, we're getting this pushback. So it's a reverse, it's discriminatory on both sides, if you ask me. And from my understanding, from what ArtSpace told us, is there is a federal law, and I don't know the act, but I'm sure we can find it, that says that when you do affordable housing, you can put a preference for the type of housing that the project will serve. So we look at it as a preference and not a discriminatory thing. Anyone who qualifies for low-income housing can apply eventually once this project is up and running and we have the space and we're ready to start leasing. And but we will be putting a preference to creatives. So.
One other piece of it, I think, is, and this is happening right now in Paonia and in a lot of towns, it's not just affordable housing, it's available housing. There are people who are wanting to come, they love the area, they love the town, and they can't even find a place to rent or buy. And it's a tight market right now, and so there's room for available housing to come out of this as well.
If I could interject, economic incentives for specific industries and even for specific businesses are not uncommon. And so I do think that folks need to realize that has been part of the public-private relationship for some time. So I would say that. The other thing that folks need to think about too, this is also about creating workspace, not just living space. Mm-hmm. And this is really an economic development program. That's really what we're trying to do here, is to further develop the local economy.
And that was Susie Caldas, Elaine Brett, and Paonia Mayor Charles Stewart. We've also heard from Margaret Hunt, Director of Space to Create Colorado, and Paonia Mayor Pro Tem David Bradford. Thanks to all of our guests here on Local Motion, where we've talked about Paonia being named a space to create. And thanks so much for listening. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.